Those on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
This is the best of North State Now.
Hello! Hi, everyone! We're here again, yay! It's so nice to see you.
Same here!
It's so nice to see you. I mean, I know we've been chit-chatting for the last 20 minutes, but...
That's Licia, by the way.
Oh, hi. I'm Licia, by the way.
And this is Maurice.
This is Maurice.
We're with North State Now. This is show North State Now, and we're with Women of Vision. Yeah, this is our time slot of the month.
Yeah. It snuck up on us.
No, it did.
Oh, my God. It totally snuck up on me. I was like, oh, that's right. What are we talking about again?
Well, and you know what, too? It's like, I don't know about you. My husband thinks it didn't take, he thinks it took long. But for me, I feel like summer was so short.
Yeah.
I don't know, because I did a lot, or.
I think especially if you're busy, you know, it's that old thing, right? Like, time flies when you're having fun. But I agree with you. I feel like it feels very recent to me that the kids got out of school and we were wrapping up the school year.
Yeah.
And then now it's like, oh, yeah, kids are back in school again. I'm with you, and I think it is because, you know, you did a lot of traveling over the summer.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you were really busy this summer. And I had travel and then weddings, and I'm with you on it. I just am like, whoa. I feel like August in particular went by really,
really fast.
Really fast. And I'm just like, I've been like planning meetings and different things. And in my mind, I'm like, okay, next week. And in my mind, next week is still like the end of August. Like it's still, I don't know.
They're kind of blurring together.
Yeah. And so then when I think about like stuff that I'm doing and now I'm looking at the first week of September and it's just breaking my brain because my brain is like, no, it's not September yet. You know, it's so yeah. I feel like it's gone.
I think for me, partially it's because of well, you know, the atmosphere outside. Like it's just with the fires.
You hit the no, seriously.
Like I'm usually at the lake all the time,
yes.
Or we're camping.
We've moved inside sooner.
Mm-hmm.
We've moved inside sooner than I think we normally do because I'm with you. You took the words right out of my mouth.
Yeah.
Like I feel like it's weird because again, I'm like, no, it's not even it can't be the end of August yet. No. And then there's this other part of me that's like, so can I get my Halloween decorations out yet?
I know, right?
It's fall, isn't it? It looks like
fall.
It feels like fall. You know, this is a weird mind mess up.
Yeah.
It's a weird mind mess.
I mean, I'm so bummed about all the fires. I mean, it's just, I know some friends who's lost their homes in a monument and in the Dixie fires.
Oh, you do?
Yeah, I do. And so I try not to complain, oh, we're dealing with smoke when they're dealing with something else bigger.
I know. So the other day, well, okay, so it was like maybe a week ago, I don't know, I posted something on Facebook. So let me.
I hope you didn't get in trouble again.
I know. You know what? I'm at this point now where I'm like,
bring it.
So,
you know, you're not gonna.
Yeah, I don't care. I don't care. I don't care. And if you're listening, bring it. Anyway, so but I was lamenting about the smoke, and I had a girlfriend, that years ago told me how she suffered from like the seasonal, like the winter blues.
Oh, yes, SAD.
Yes. Mm-hmm. So, and she struggled during the winter because of, and I always was like, but it's always so sunny in Reading. But anyway, I never really understood that.
Yeah.
And then the smoke moved in and we didn't see blue skies for weeks.
Mm-hmm.
And I realized like, I felt sad.
I felt
kind of hopeless. Like this, I moved into this space that I don't normally live in that was just kind of like, oh, and it just hit me like, I miss a blue sky.
That is fun.
I miss the sun.
Yeah.
I miss looking outside. I miss it. And so I posted on Facebook, like, any of you that don't live in the area, wherever you are, can you, I swear to you, Maurice, I just needed to see a blue sky. even if it was in just a photograph. And so that's what I did. I said, please.
Oh, I missed that post.
Will you post a photograph wherever you are of the sky? And I had people post from all over.
Oh, that's cool.
And it was so, and you know what was so weird though? Mm. Like, A, it was like, oh. And then it was like, well, what are you doing? Where are you? Like,
yeah.
That looks fun. There was this weird moment where I also felt like, well, that's odd. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, there was this moment where it was just like, that's odd. I can't even explain it. But it's so then I realized later that I wonder how insensitive that post may have in a way come off. You know, just I'm complaining about the smoke when there are people who have lost their homes and their businesses and animals. And I think about like I went down this whole rabbit hole of all the things that are worse than me pissing and moaning about the fact that there's smoke in the air.
I mean, like you said offline, if they're going to, people who complain will complain.
They're going to complain about whatever they're going to complain about.
But honestly, that's funny you say that because just a few days, I don't know when you posted that. I must have felt you.
It was like last week or
something. Yeah, just a few days ago, I was like, I want to post this on my story. So when I was driving through the desert, so I went to Vegas twice this year.
Yeah.
Drive through the desert, and it is just gorgeous. Blue skies, clouds, like puffy clouds. So I just remember videoing it, you know?
Yeah.
And I never posted it.
You need to send that to me. Just send it to me.
Just DM it to me
so I can enjoy it.
Yeah, but last week I was like, I think I want to post this just for people who are like missing the blue sky.
Me.
Is that funny? But I never did it.
I don't know what happened.
I just never did it.
You just never did
it. But I think I'm going to do it.
No, I would have liked that.
I was like, for those who've forgotten what, because the other day my son goes, oh, Mom, look, it's finally clear. The sky is back. And I'm like, honey, that's still smoke.
I know. But just like you were saying earlier, our perspective has, I mean, because the last couple of days, you guys that are on, listening, I'm using clear with like finger quotes, right?
Quotes.
But like
air quotes,
yeah. But like, I feel like the last few days, it's not been as terrible. And I'm like, oh, look at how nice, like, now all of a sudden it's like, oh, it's so nice outside. And no, it isn't. It's not nice.
Yeah.
It's not nice.
And fires are still out there.
And the fires are still out there. And people are breaking their backs trying to get these fires out. And again, who am I to complain about smoke when things are a lot worse for,
But we've all been through it, like, in the community. And I feel like other communities are going to, because it's actually happening even in Oregon and above.
Yeah.
So we're kind of like in the middle of it.
Yeah, we are. We're in the thick of it.
Mm-hmm. We have nothing in vicinity.
I know.
Although, did I tell you, I don't know if you know, but about five, I've already had five near misses in my neighborhood.
Really?
Yeah, it's been put out every time. Thank God.
Oh, thank God. Seriously. You know, that's another thing, too, I think about. Like, I could go down this whole rabbit hole. But that's another thing I think about, too, is, and I think you could speak to this, obviously, having gone through what you did with the car fire. But I wonder what psychological impact does all the smoke have on people who went through the car fire and the Delta fire, 3 years ago and lost everything. Like, I don't know. I
think it's different for different people.
I guess so.
Yeah. It is, like, for us, because we have each other still. But I know, like, a neighbor of mine who never recovered, but they were, older.
Yeah.
They never recovered, and they never rebuilt, and it still pains them.
Mm-hmm.
But there's somebody like me who's like, as soon as I see that fire in the hill, I'm like, all right, what's next? This is for sure what's...
Yeah, you go
this
into...
This is what we're grabbing. I'm like, this time I'm grabbing everything.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because the first time and then I remember my friend going, I mean, how do you even do that? I'm like, there's really no time to get emotional.
Right. At that point, it's just
but
like,
some people do let their emotions are there and they can't.
Yeah.
So I think it's different for everyone.
It's different for everybody.
Yeah, but definitely be sensitive about it because it's real. Meaning, even though, they shouldn't try to go in too deep with that emotion, but it's reflective. Their life is that, Like, for example, they still didn't rebuild, so they still don't have their house.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, yeah, it's totally different for everybody.
I know. It's different. Well, hopefully we'll get control of it. I don't know. I heard somewhere that they think that the Dixie Fire... Or, We're almost time for a break.
Oh, right? That was fun. We just went on a rant.
I know, we did.
The rabbit hole. We're just, yeah. We'll switch gears the next commercial.
I know.
Break.
Everyone's like, we don't need to
acknowledge our situation.
We know it. Yeah.
Well, stay safe out there, though, guys. Oh, and there's a lot of resources out there to reach out. We are Women of Vision show here at KCNR. We'll be right back.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.